Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about what happens now that I have my wonderful body. And this is where we begin. Today I'm noticing how delicious it is to just be still. But what I'm also noticing is that being still is not a matter of not moving. It's a matter of focus. So what I'm really enjoying is that no matter where I go, no matter where my feet take me, no matter where I travel, no matter where I turn, I can always be still right inside of myself. I'm discovering that I really like the beating of my heart. And I very much like how soothing it is to become aware of it. Even if it's pumping really hard or even if it's racing, it's still wonderful to me to remember that my heart, my amazing, amazing heart, is doing such a wonderfully delicious job of keeping the whole engine of my body moving quite perfectly. It's a wonderful thing to think about how all of the blood in my body moves around in such wonderful ways, how it circulates, taking things in, taking things out, moving things around. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to think about. And I think about all the arteries and all the different parts of the vascular system that just really, really work together and create this amazing, amazing symphony where breathing in and breathing out and heart beating and heart beating and heart beating are all just so delicious. And I feel the fluidity of it. That's one of my favorite parts of all of this. I feel how it's perfectly fluid in exactly the right way, so that things move in and things move out, and all sorts of wonderful, wonderful aspects of breathing in and breathing out, and heart beating and heart beating and heart beating. That every single part of this is so perfectly timed, that it's so perfectly synchronous, that I sit in awe of what I'm experiencing. So if I'm walking fast, or I'm walking slow, or I'm sitting still, or I'm bouncing on a pogo stick, or whatever it is that I'm doing, there is still within me, within my body, a still center, my heart beating in perfect rhythm, in perfect time. And I can feel the circulation of energy in the form of oxygen and really rich blood all moving around just perfectly, in perfect timing, in perfect synchronicity. And I feel how delicious it is to be right here, right in this place, enjoying not only the delight of how wonderful it is to be in my body, but also enjoying the perfection of the body that I have. I know metaphysically that the more I give my attention to these things, the more pronounced they become, the more they begin to become more of themselves, and the more that I give my attention to these things, the more I am in alignment with having more and more of it. So it feels really good to be actually focused on what I love about my wonderful body, how it works on the inside, the things I can't see but I can detect, that I can feel, that I can bring my attention to notice how wonderful these things are working, and then to also have the delicious anticipation of how much more I will notice as I move forward. It's so wonderful to be in this amazing body, to have this amazing body. It's so wonderful and so grounded. It's so perfect for me right now and right here. It serves me so well, doing all sorts of wonderful things. Pleasure, of course, is one of the most delicious parts of my physical experience. And it really is actually a great pleasure to notice the synchronicities and the timing of my body and how it works. There are many things to me about my body that are mysterious, because I can't see everything, and of course I know that in order to observe anything that is hidden would be to actually sort of break things, and I don't really want to do that. And I'm not that fascinated by seeing what's actually happening under the hood, so to speak. But what I am very much delighted about is how, when I take my fingers and I reach up to the stars, or I place them down on the ground, and I feel the stretching of the muscles and the bone, and I feel how everything is held together so wonderfully. And I breathe in and I breathe out, and I feel my heart beating. I just feel very much at home. A temporary place, of course, but I do feel very much at home in this wonderful body. It's capable of so many wonderful things, pleasure not the least of them. And I just sit and I marvel at all the different things that are infinitely pleasurable, such as what it tastes like to drink water, to just feel that feeling. It doesn't really have any flavor, but it's so wonderfully, deliciously refreshing. The coolness or the warmth. How wet water actually is, and what that means. I love the feeling that I have when I taste something that is very delicious. I love the feeling that I have when I breathe in and an aroma either sits underneath or on top of whatever it is that I'm breathing in. It feels so good. It feels so wonderful to experience my physical reality in this way. Or when I look around and I see a beautiful sky, or I see wonderfully delicious trees, or I just look at a movie or a landscape or my beloved's face and I see something so wonderful there, or I hear beautiful music. All of these things bring such great pleasure. And with the beating of my heart and breathing in and out, I know there is always a still center. Always a still center that I can return to. I carry it with me as I go here and there, hither and yon, to and fro. And it is wonderful. It's amazing, in fact. But as I walk across the floor, or I jog down the trail, or I ride my pogo stick along the sidewalk, I really, really, really notice the infinite ways in which all of the different sensory aspects of my body, the very obvious ones and the more subtle ones, they each play a role that is exactly right, but all of them are infinitely capable of tremendous pleasure. But nothing is more pleasurable when I really stop and think about it than how it feels to take in a deep breath and relax it out with a sigh. The wonderful thing is that I have these things available to me all the time, in every moment. And I feel the beating of my heart, and I feel the movement of my chest as I breathe in and out. And I look around and I listen and I smell and I taste and I feel with my fingers and I can tell that I'm in this amazing body and all is well. So, once again, we have found ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all the ways that we've been doing so here today throughout this conversation. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.